I want to begin a bissel on the Haggadah. Rambam begins the Haggadah. Nusach HaHaggadah, says the Rambam, Shenoag hu bo Yisrael bizman Hagolus kach hu. Maschil al kusheni v'oimer bibihilu yotzonu mimitzrayim holach mo'anyo. The Rambam, there's a few chidushim here. First of all, the Meziges HaKois, according to the Rambam, is before holach mo'anyo. The lashon of the Mishnah is Moizgin HaKois v'kan haben shoyel. That Moizg the Kois before Manishtana. In Rambam is Mavur, Shiksa Rambam is that we're Moizg the Kois before Holach Mo'anyo. Ein Chiddush. Second Chiddush over here in the Rambam we have is that the Rambam makes an emphasis that this is the Nusach of the Haggadah Bizman Hagolus. What's the chiddush of the nusach haram, that the nusach that this is the nusach haGodah b'zman haGolus? Weiss the chois. In the nusach haGodah b'zman haGeula, you don't say holach mo'anyo. In poshut anisht, the yisod of holach mo'anyo is you say hashto avde leshot daas yo bnei chore hashot ahoch leshon abo ba'ad Yisrael. We don't have that avad b'zman haGeula. This nusach of Alach Mo'anyo is unique for Zman HaGolus. But the chiddush over here within this is that for Zman HaGolus there's an expanded nusach HaHagodah, and this becomes a chiluk for the HaGodah. The shal is favos. What's this Alach Mo'anyo? What's the yisod of Alach Mo'anyo that for Zman HaGolus becomes part of the HaGodah, and Ad Kedei Kach becomes part of the HaGodah that there's a din that the Meziges HaKois has to be before Holach Mo'anyo. Vibal, since what's the reason that we Meziges the Kois before the Shailas HaBen, before Manishtano? Because Aloch is Azoy, that the Meziges HaKois, the Haggadah has to be Nemar on the Kois Sheni. The din of the Kois Sheni is Omrim Olav is a Haggadah. Each one of the Dalet Koises has a unique mitzvah which is done with that kois. The first kois is kois shel kiddush. The second kois is the kois of the Haggadah. Third is birkas hamazon, and the fourth is halal. But each one of the koises has its mitzvah which is nemar on that kois. The mitzvah's Haggadah has to be said on the kois. Now, the derech hamitzvah of V'higadto lebincho b'yom ha'uneimor is ki yesh olcho bincho. One of the chiyuvim of Leila Seder is that it has to be derech shayla v'tshuva. The chiyuv sipur has to be derech question and answer. And that's the halacha. Im yesh lo ben, his ben asks him. Im ein lo ben, ishto shayaltoi. And more than that, if he doesn't have anyone who he's sitting with, he has to ask himself. The chiyuv haHaggadah, the chiyuv sipur of Leil Chamishosar is a din sipur derech shayla v'tshuva. The shayla is chelik of the mitzvah, and therefore part of the Haggadah is derech the shayla itself. Therefore, the chiyuv of the kois, which the Haggadah has to be said on the kois, has to be before the shayla, and that's what the lashon of the mishnah is: moizgin haKois v'kan haben shoyel. Before the ben shoyel, you need a meziges haKois because the whole Haggadah has to be set on the Kois. Now, as much as the Rambam saying that there's an expanded nusach haHaggadah bizman haGolus, Shitas Rambam is that this nusach haHaggadah bizman haGolus has to also be on the Kois, and therefore there's a meziges haKois first before the holach mo'anyo. Nachzor, the first point that I was trying to bring, that you see that Holach Mo'anyo, being the fact that we're in Golus, is mechayiv us to expand the Haggadah. We have to add Holach Mo'anyo, and the Holach Mo'anyo is a chiluk of the Haggadah, ad kedei kach that the din that the din sipur of the din sipur that halach mani is coming to do also has to be on the kois. The shad is, what is this din? So the Netziv explains a yesod, a very lamdashi yesod. I mean, it's poshita. You learn the sugya. The sugya itself screams it, but as he makes the emphasis in Sagoda, I'm quoting him. The chiyuv sipur yitzias Mitzrayim of Leil Chamishosar is unique, that it has to be nemar either on the gufa shel Pesach or on the gufa shel Matzah. The halacha is that you have to have the Pesach on the table. The korban Pesach is roasted in kul kolisholim on the table b'shas amiras ha-hagodah. There's a din at sipur, just like there's a din in the dalet koisis that the sipur has to be chal on the kois. There's a din in the sipur that the sipur has to have the chavtzah shel mitzvah in front of the person b'shas the hagodah. That's all part of the halacha of bavur zeh. Lo yamarti lebishos shematzah moro munachim lefanecho. There's a halacha that the sipur has to be chal on the matzah moror munachim lefanecho, that the chavtzah shel mitzvah has to be in front of the omer ha'agoda. That's the yesod adin when we need the kaira. The kaira is me'ikar dinei sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. That you have to have the kaira in front of you bishas the hagoda. The sipur is chal on the chavtzah shel mitzvah of oisei halayla. That's the halacha bavur zeh. The yesod of it is that it's in the tshuva to the shail of the Ben Tom. He asks mazois. When he's asking the mazois, zois in the whole kol ha'Torah kula is mara be'edzba, right? Zekeli vanveyu melamed sheru be'edzba. Ze yitnu by shkolin. Vashtein Rashi and ze yitnu melamed. Ze is always a visual presentation of something. You're saying ze. Mazois and the chiyuv sipur is you have to have something in front of you that's ma'orer to explain the mazois, to explain the sipur. Therefore, there's a din in the sipur that you need it to be munachim lefanecho. You need to have a chavtzah shel mitzvah munachim lefanecho to be ma'orer the sipur. Now, zok din etziv, there's a difference between shas ha-geula to shas ha-golus. B'shas ha-geula, gufo shel Pesach mevi'in lefanov. The main theme was around the Pesach in the sipur. And the main chavtzah shel mitzvah, which was on the table, which was the amiras ha'agoda was said on that chavtzah shel mitzvah, was the korban Pesach, the gufa shel Pesach. Bavin Yisrael or Rabbim, we don't have a gufa shel Pesach anymore. The chiyuv sipur is chal on the matzah, more as well, and we have a zecher to the korban Pesach. We have to have shnei tavshilim, zecher lePesach, zecher lechagig. We have to have charoisis on the table. We have to have the kaira. The sipur has to be said, but there's the main chavtzah shel mitzvah that the hagodah is said on. And the zman hagolus is cholik from the zman hagula, that the main chavtzah shel mitzvah is the matzah. The nusach, ha hagodah, the zman hagolus, is to explain the chavtzah shel mitzvah that we have, that the sipur is said on to shas ha hagodah. And that's why the Haggadah, Bizman Hagolus, has the description of Ho Lachmo Anyo, that the Sipur is going to be Chal on this Lechem Oini on the Matzah. This shtickle, I always heard from my father, Leila Seder, the Netziv. Years later, I saw printed from Reb David Hanogid, the son of Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, Rabbi David ben Avram ben Arambam, has a beautiful medrash of David Hanogid on the Haggadah. It's very not popular. It was printed when I was a bocher by Vakshal over here in Eretz Israel. Very thin, sefer. Phenomenal. It's Leyoman Kiyasum. Over there, Taishta, so givaldic the Rambam. He says like this over there. He has, in the Reb David Hanogid explains that in the Zman Hagolus, the theme of the Haggadah is also has to be emphasized differently than the theme B'Shas the Geula. Reb David Hanogid writes like this, and it fits with the Netziv and the Rambam beautifully. He says that the Zman Hagolus, the main emphasis of the Haggadah is to be madgish the lesson that we learn from the matzah. What does the matzah teach us? Matzah zu shonoichem al shum ma. Al shum, shekshenigelu avisenim yitzrayim, lo yispik bitzeikom lahachmitz ad shenigla alei melech malchem, loch makot shboch u gola miyad. The Rambam's gifts over there is miyad. What? Exactly. Says the Reb David Hanogid, we have to darher the matzah. The geula was swift seconds. When it happened, there was no time. When it happened suddenly, there was no time. They didn't manage. Zok b'dov v'da nogid, that's the emphasis that has to be emphasized throughout this theme of the Haggadah, b'shas the golus. B'shas the golus, the emphasis has to be under the behilu, and to realize the geula will be coming, chick-chack, peace on yavei lecholoi, the pasuk says. And the geula asida will also be the same way. With that remembering of what was in the past, and that vision of the future, that's the main theme of the Haggadah B'Shas the Golus. And that's the Chertz Shel Mitzvah of the Matzah in front of us, that's coming to teach us this Yisod. And that's how the Rambam has these extra three words in his Nusach Haggadah. How does he begin Holach Mo'anyo? Bibihilu Yotzonu Mimitzrayim Holach Mo'anyo. We left Mitzrayim in a behilu, in a rush. And this is the theme. To realize and recognize that the Yisod of the Geula Ha'asida will also be in the same Mahalach. It will happen suddenly. In a matziv of ototot, in a matziv that we weren't, it's not going to schlep, and it's not going to be who knows what when it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And it's going to happen very swiftly, just like the Geula then happened. They didn't even realize that there are going to be Geulim. They didn't prepare themselves for it, and suddenly the Geula came. We're going out. And that's the theme of the Haggadah Bizman Hagolus. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, I want to continue, Be'ez Hashem, over the next tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, and Blina Adem Monday also. Be'ez Hashem, for those of us who are still going to be with us, I want to go through the Seder Haggadah, Be'ez Hashem, together.